Heather bought a sofa from Facebook Marketplace, a used sofa.
Yes.
Although I'm still not comfortable saying that. A couch just sounds better.
A sectional, a couch, whatever.
Whatever.
It's all the same.
John looked at that and said, you can't buy a used couch. So what have you bought used and what wouldn't you buy used? 248-539-9797.
I mean, honestly, probably just about anything that I'm going to, that's going to come into contact with skin. Skin to skin contact.
So all right, you wouldn't buy a used shirt?
Like a used sweatshirt. Okay, a shirt I'm okay with, but...
Jeans?
Jeans? Well, I don't know.
Like if you, like,
first of all,
you're like a thrift shop
we're
something.
Talking about a...
walking Poshmark?
In to be able to...
I guess maybe it's more women that do that.
I mean, walking in to find a fit at a place like that is
harder for you.
Yeah. So it's not really pillows, used bedding. And we talked about the mattress, but I'm talking about sheets and such. Obviously, let's just call it intimate apparel, undergarments.
Oh, well,
Sure.
Let's not sell any of those used.
See, here's one that's a little bit more legitimate, right? For the kids, I'm not going to buy a used car seat.
Oh, no, me neither. I wouldn't buy a used car seat. I wouldn't buy a used pillow either.
Yeah,
but if you're okay with buying the couch, like you're gonna lay your head
I guess because
on
I
the
put,
couch.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, I supply my pillows on it. I mean, I put my head on a pillow. Yeah.
Is it different if it's a bed pillow versus a couch pillow? Does it make a difference? And to you, it does.
It does make a difference. Because I don't think, because I don't sleep on my decorative pillows. Like, I don't, like, people aren't like, I'm not laying there, like, drooling on a decorative pillow. Like, I don't know if I drool or not. I have no idea. But I'm not, like, sleeping like that I do on my bed pillow.
Right. Decorative pillows are just that. They're decorative.
Exactly.
Why do we have to have so many of them?
Well, that's a whole other. Yeah.
How many do you have?
On our main couch, we have 4.
Oh, okay. That seems reasonable.
Is there any bigger waste of time than decorative pillows? Seriously.
We had to get some for our new couch. Decorative pillows.
But it's nice to have a pillow, isn't it? Like sometimes you sit next to it, lean on it, put it under your arm, put your head on it.
Then it becomes useful.
Right.
And it's not just decorative.
Well, so our decorative pillows are more useful because the way our sofa is, our main sofa, it's like you have to have almost them behind your back a little bit to like
deep.
Really sit. Yeah, it's a super deep couch.
Well, yeah, it's because everybody's so short in the house.
Wow.
I can't get out of the couch.
Help!
Help! I'm stuck.
It's like a pulley system to...
Where's my step?
All right, I'm going to bring up
Sorry, Colin.
My gosh.
We get into these sort of topics, social, things that we just won't do and we're different and everything. I'm going to bring up the old hotel theory again. Mm-hmm. We all sleep on used mattresses when we go to a hotel.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you sleep on a used mattress?
I have no other choice at that point. I have a choice in my house.
True. And so, I wouldn't get a used mattress.
There have been some hotels that I've stayed in, and trust me, I've slept in attics at fish camp where I know I'm sleeping underneath mats. I will put the hoodie on, zip up, and I'll sleep like a baby. All right, but I've also done the same thing in some hotels, and it's just because you go in and you instantly make the judgment of, I'm gonna have to sleep here. I just would rather be a little bit more covered up.
I think the mattress is really the one that crossed the line for almost everybody.
Yep,
because we got a text, and it's true. The Salvation Army will not accept mattresses. Mm-hmm. What does that tell you?
Well, they will accept the couch, as long as it's not, all ripped up and all that stuff.
Or severely stained or something like that.
As long as your name's not Shannon Sharp.
Right.
Very active.
Very, very active, apparently. Anyway, some ticket texters wanted you to clarify why you'd never buy a used car seat. What's the reason?
You should never buy a used car seat.
Yeah, that's more of a safety. Like if you don't know if they've been in an accident,
exactly.
or any of the, you can inspect it.
I was gonna say, can't you tell if it's safe or not when you?
You can't even take those to Salvation Army either.
Right? Yeah. Most people will tell you, hey, don't buy it new because all the safety features are at that point expected to be fully functional.
Texter says, I would buy a used toothbrush before I'd buy anything I'd be laying on.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. That's gross.
A, yeah. I mean, is death an option?
No.
A used toothbrush.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah. No used couches. End of story. Too risky. Too many butts have been on those cushions. Sid in Novi.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm surprised because to me, it didn't even cross my mind. Like, of course, I'm not going to buy something that's nasty, right? But like, yeah. Those thoughts never entered my mind.
Right. So the dogs can be on it. You could clean it. If you were to sell a couch, you know what's happened on that couch. Right. And I'm sure this has happened for Colin, but I guess I'll have to ask the question. Have you ever farted on the couch?
Why would you ask her that? She's a human being. Of course she has.
Okay, so that's the point.
But like that doesn't gross me
trap
out.
In there.
I mean, I'm probably sitting on a chair that somebody's farted on right now. I'm like sure. Yeah. That just doesn't gross me out.
Yes, but you're not going to lay down and put your head on the chair.
No, and I'm not going to like, I mean, if my head touches the couch cushion, so be it. But I'm not like licking it or like eating it. Like what? Like who cares if somebody farted on this couch?
I do have good news for you. The chair you're sitting in, I don't believe Caputo ever sits there.
Oh, these things move around. Yeah. Trust me. Yes. Yeah, it's a maze when we come in here. Yes.
Texter says, note to self, never sit on a sofa at John's house.
I mean, I hate it when the dog gets on the couch.
Oh, I do too.
And you walk in and all of a sudden the dog's on the couch. You're like, come on. And so, I mean, I would have to tell people if I sold one on in mm-hmm. this forum.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a dog.
Most people
dogs
do.
Dogs laid on the couch.
Most people do. They either say like pet friendly home, no pets, no kids, no smoking. Like you normally write.
That's a very nice way to put it. Pet friendly home.
You've got to word it properly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Get to the phones. Bill in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
What do you got for us?
I agree with her. I mean, you can get some deals on Facebook Classified. Of course, there's things you would buy and you wouldn't buy. I mean, as far as clothing goes, I'd do work clothes and jeans, but I'd never do shoes or anything else of that nature. But the caveat is sometimes you can find something there that you've had before that is still in impeccable condition that you wouldn't find in a store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true. Yeah, things that aren't available anymore that you're looking to replace something that of the same thing.
And it was kept in good condition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John, I'm curious where you stand, because the last thing I think we bought from Facebook Marketplace was like patio furniture, but they were the cushions. So these are cloth. You'd be putting your body on them, but they're outside. Where does that fall for you?
I mean, if it's all weather deal.
Yeah. Yeah. That's meant to be outside.
Yeah. Then
you're good.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to be, you know, like you laying in my cabana outfit outside. But
it's what one does in the summertime.
Well, you can. It's what some do.
Some.
Yes.
Now, so there's a different deal here when you're dealing with getting stuff for your kids, right? Now, I still wouldn't get a used mattress, like if they're bunk beds and all that nonsense and stuff.
Bought a used mattress for Brooks on Facebook Marketplace.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but most kids' mattresses aren't just covered with, like your mattress may be covered with a mattress protector. They usually come, or when you put one in a crib for a kid or a child mattress, they've got the whole zip up, the whole thing is covered.
They're expensive too.
Yeah.
But like sports equipment for kids, Facebook Marketplace is fabulous. And I asked you before the show, John, I said, would you wear used cleats? And you said,
No.
Kids, yes.
Well, because kids are going to go through them so quickly.
Right.
The sizes change. And by the time my kids have all been done with theirs, they're not even worth, I mean, they go right in the trash because they're all chewed up and ripped up and not going to do it. But I wouldn't. No, shoes are one thing. Again, we're talking about a rare find. They're just one thing I wouldn't buy used.
Even if they looked like they were brand new, because I have sold shoes on Facebook. That I wore, like I bought some.
I think it's
ripped
different.
All the tags
maybe,
off. I put them on. And I'm like, these aren't really that comfortable on me, or they don't fit my foot as well as I thought they would.
When you
so I wore them like a couple
times. Do you let them know
yes.
that I don't wash my feet?
Oh!
I mean, pet friendly.
I did not write that couch in there.
Yes, and this is a no soap foot shoe.
No, I didn't let them know that.
The disclosures matter?
No, no. There's soap that hits the feet, John. Soap touches the feet.
248-539-9797. AJ Hinch will join us at 8:02. Talk about our Tigers team that's won four in a row. They'll send Scoobal to the hill today, 110 against the Rockies. AJ at 8, football compromises at 7:35. Two grand slam at 7:25. We got a busy show. It's 97.1. Before the two grand slam, let's get to Heather's news.
Let's talk about Shannon Sharp. We mentioned him a little bit during this last story, but he is now confessing that his account wasn't actually hacked when he shared a sex video on his Instagram Live. So for about a minute and a half, he shared audio of himself with an unidentified woman to roughly, 3.2 million people. Well, not everybody was tuning in, but he's got about 3.2 million followers. Thousands of people were watching this Instagram Live. And when it first happened, he said, well, my account has been hacked. And then he admitted, okay, it wasn't hacked. It was me. And I have very little knowledge on technology. I didn't even know what Instagram Live was, never even used it. Don't even know how to use it.
Yeah.
But that's what happened. He said that he was embarrassed and disappointed in himself for sharing the audio. Obviously not disappointed in himself for what he did, because of course he is a
healthy, active male,
yes,
as he
yes,
said
yes.
it.
Yes, yes.
He's embarrassed that it got out.
Yes. Well,
how does it even
be?
Happen?
I have no idea.
I don't know. He
said that he had his phone in his hand, threw it down onto the bed.
Oh, wow.
And he must have, as he was
throwing it, he accidentally hit the one very
so he was
button,
looking at Instagram
then,
Live
then,
right or Instagram
and confirmed to go live.
Do
does
you
it,
have to confirm?
It to?
I see. I've never done it.
I don't know. I'm guessing it. Everything else that you do, you have to kind of. Yeah, it's like a 2-step process.
Yeah,
and that's why you don't buy a used mattress,
right? Yeah. Or
yeah.
used phone.
I mean, but you do sleep on them at hotels, and you.
Yeah.
I'm. You know.
And it happens at hotels
yeah.
too. He said when he was going through it that he started getting FaceTime messages on his other phone.
Yes, that his other phone started blowing up.
From people that
his
he hadn't
phone.
Talked to in years.
Oh.
Yeah, he has two phones. And he's getting FaceTimes from people he hasn't talked to in years. And he's like, what's going on? And he gets on the phone with one of them. He goes, they can hear you. They can hear me doing what? Shannon, it sounds like you're having sex.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And his heart sank.
Yeah. A 45-year-old Harrison Township man is facing charges after he rigged his car with a fake bomb to keep the repo guy away. Yes.
That's
so
creative.
Police say that this guy knew his car was about to be repossessed, so he made it look like it was going to explode if anyone were to move it. So he put a propane tank on the passenger seat with wires running from, the center console to this propane tank. He strapped a second tank to his driver's side wheel with some copper wiring underneath the car. And then, just to make sure that there was no confusion, he put a cardboard sign on the windshield that said, "Don't move car, it will blow up." But he also, he also told his neighbor what he was doing. The neighbor saw, called the cops, and a bomb squad showed up. They had to evacuate the entire neighborhood. And obviously it turned out that it wasn't a working bomb at all. And despite his best efforts, the car was taken away, and now he is facing a felony charge.
Cardboard signs.
Yes.
Yeah, thought it was going to be a good idea. Totally wasn't. A 57-year-old man has been charged with attempted murder after severely burning two female coworkers on Monday morning. Roberto Romero is accused of spraying a flammable liquid on the victims, lighting them on fire, and then running off. Police believe that he had quit his job a few weeks ago and was waiting in the parking lot before he attacked these women. And they are expected to survive, but he was charged with several other charges on top of that attempted murder charge as well. So a West Bloomfield family's pet is being credited with saving them from a fire on Tuesday night. I'm guessing it was a dog. It just says pet.
It could be a cat.
It could be a cat. I picture
really?
It being a dog.
It's cats have done it before.
Yeah, but firefighters and paramedics were called to the home after getting reports of a structure fire on the outside of the house. The crew showed up. They did their things. They put the fire out. The whole family, including the pets, were able to get out of the house. And they say they were just sitting at home watching TV when the pet alerted them, and they were able to find the fire and get out safely.
That's an awesome story.
Yeah, my pet wouldn't do that. My pet almost started a fire. There was one time when June was a puppy, she was trying to like look up on the stove and hit the,
turned
the
it
oven.
On?
Yeah. And I got home and I could hear in the garage that, and I could smell the gas.
Yeah.
And I was like, you got to be kidding me. And so she had hit the little button, the dial.
Yeah.
Burned my house down. Like, yikes. We talked about her, the Hawktua girl. She started her new podcast this week. And on the very first episode, she talked about how her life has really changed since that original video went viral. And she talked that recently, she's 22 years old, for the first time, she went on an airplane. And apparently had no idea what the rules were when flying and had an odd experience with TSA because she tried to bring a box cutter and two knives along on the plane with her.
Where did this girl live? Where did she grow up?
Tennessee.
Yeah. She said she wanted to protect herself as she ventured out into the real world. And her manager, she has a manager now, found the box cutter, said, you can't take that, took that. But she still tried to go through with two knives. TSA found them. And she also said she didn't know she should wear some good socks in the airport because she didn't know you had to take your shoes off.
Huh.
She has been living under a rock.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's certainly something. Mm-hmm. Heather with the news. It's time for the two grand slam.
All right, let's give away some money. Earlier this week, we gave away a decent amount of money. The contestant was pretty good, so hopefully we'll have another one of those.
Especially with a better host reading the questions.
Well, hopefully. Now I'm a little nervous, so.
Oh, you shouldn't be. You've aced it.
Yeah, I guess. We'll see.
The substitute teacher.
60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly. $2,000 if you get all of them right. Got to use that time wisely. We'll get back to any that you pass on.
Jody in Detroit, good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling?
Can you guys? I'm great. How are you guys?
Good.
You ready to play?
I am, Heather. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
We got you. Can you hear us okay?
I can.
Okay.
All right, Jody, your time is going to start as soon as I start reading the first question. Here we go. Who do the Miami Dolphins play tonight?
Buffalo Bills.
Who wears jersey number 9 for the Detroit Lions? This rapper had the 1994 hit Gin and Juice.
Snoop Dogg.
Who won the 2023 World Series of Major League Baseball?
Texas Rangers.
Newport is located in this Michigan county.
You said Newport? Washtenaw.
Who is currently the starting quarterback for the Nebraska Cornhuskers?
Riola.
Who is the main radio color commentator for the Detroit Pistons?
Rick Mahorn.
Who played Rusty in the 2001 version of Ocean's 11?
Don Cheadle.
This Chargers running back had 135 yards rushing last Sunday.
J.K. Dobbins.
Who was the vice president during Bill Clinton's presidency?
Al Gore.
All right.
Oh, you did great.
Yeah, you got eight.
Eight, yes.
And answered them all.
Yeah.
No passes.
Yeah, nice job.
Yeah, I think I know which two I missed.
Which
was it
ones?
The county?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the county?
Yep.
And Don Cheadle.
Yes.
Yep.
That was a tough one. That's a while.
Jody,
that's a while ago.
If we took the pressure off you, we can't give you the credit. If you took another stab at it, what would you say? Newport is located in this Michigan county.
Weirdly, I'm a geography nerd, and I cannot think of where Newport is.
Monroe.
I honestly have no idea.
Monroe County.
Yep.
And
Monroe. Okay.
Yep. And it was Brad Pitt who was Rusty in Ocean's 11.
Okay.
But that's $200.
Yeah. Hmm. Well done on everything else.
Thank you.
We'll put you on hold. Make sure you get paid. Two Grand Slam brought to you by Genesis Credit Union. We wouldn't go through it for people who maybe didn't get it all right away. Mm-hmm. Miami Dolphins play the Bills tonight. J-Mo, we would have said Jameson Williams too. That's fine. Gin and Juice, that's Snoop Dogg. The Rangers won the World Series. Monroe is where Newport is located. Dylan Raiola is the Nebraska quarterback. Rick Mahorn, nice pull. We're not in Piston season. They're not top of mind.
I haven't watched them for a couple of years. Yeah.
Also a fair point. Rusty is Brad Pitt. J.K. Dobbins, big week one for the Chargers, and Al Gore was the VP for Bill Clinton.
All right, on this Ocean's 11 one, I said to Greg, it is a process of elimination. Are there any black people named Rusty?
Ever?
Don Cheadle's black.
Yes, he is. Thank you for the clarification.
That wouldn't be believable. Thank you.
Thanks for clarifying.
Can we get that as a drop?
Oh, yes.
Hey, it's nothing compared to what the afternoon this show does with.
Oh, I know. I know. Trust me. I know. Yeah, but you would think Ocean's 11, you think Brad Pitt is like one of the marquee names.
Yeah.
Would, even if you don't know, it'd be a good guess. Yeah.
Back to the main question. Are there any black Rusties?
Let us know. Call in.
And Greg revealed he struggled with Rick Mahorn.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's kind of, I works jokingly, here. Yeah.
You're saying Greg struggled to get that one? Okay.
Yes. He works in radio.
I actually like the Pistons.
We're the flagship.
I think Greg likes the Pistons. Like I said, not top of mind. We're not in season.
Yep.
All right. So coming up next, here's the deal. Football's back in full swing. And I wonder how it's impacting relationships.
Mm.
My wife, Kelsey, she gets it. It's part of the job. 5 straight days last week. Another 5 straight coming up this week. She says it's driving her crazy. What are some tips to keep your partner happy with all the sports you watch? I said, we'll do Friday night date night. Well, except there's a game in Brazil to kick off the season. And then this week, there's a top 25 matchup in the Big 12. One of these Fridays, we'll do a date night. Looking for advice, looking to hear from you guys on how football has impacted your relationship. We'll get to that next. It's 97.1.
Hey, I know that some of you guys are finding yourself wearing a hat more and more often, or you're turning off your camera on Zoom calls. Well, it's time to deal with your hair loss, and it's time to talk to the guy who wrote the book on it. Literally, that's Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration. He's Michigan's number one hair restoration specialist. And Dr. B will restore your hair and your confidence, just like he's done for thousands of guys over the years. Go online, and you can read all sorts of reviews from his patients who recommend Dr. B, and they all talk about how much younger and more confident they feel after their procedure. They say they couldn't be happier with the results. Many even saying that it's the best decision and investment they've ever made. Michigan Hair Restoration has so many more options than just hair transplants as well. There's lots of natural remedies, and these therapies just keep getting better and better results for his patients. And Dr. B, he's got treatment plans that fit almost every budget. And right now, they've got a special you don't want to miss. Call and book your consult and speak to Maria. Make sure you mention 97.1, and you're going to get a complimentary natural hair remedy treatment at your consultation. That's worth $1,000. Download Dr. B's Ultimate Guide to Hair Loss and Restoration today at MichiganHairRestoration.com.
Hot start. Tigers win 4 in a row. Tarek Skubal takes the mound today against the Rockies. AJ Hinch joins us at 8:02. Looking forward to checking in with him. John, my wife knew who she was marrying for all the good and the bad that comes with that.
Uh-huh.
But football season...
any chance you can list some of those goods and bads, just so we know?
I think
maybe
you,
we should ask her.
Yeah, she'd be a better person to ask. I think you've picked up on some of them.
Yes. Which is why... Yeah. Never mind.
She understands what football season is for us in this, right? We're going to watch a lot of games. And we're going to watch more games than the average person watches. So, like, most people watch Michigan or Michigan State. They'll watch the Lions, and then they'll watch, like, a primetime game, right?
Yep.
Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. I'm watching from sunup to sundown on Saturday, sunup to sundown on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Got Monday night, got Thursday night. Got a lot of Friday nights now with college, and the NFL's encroaching on Friday nights. And this will be the second straight week of 5 straight days of football. And she's going, is this really back already? It's driving me crazy. What is advice?
Oh, it's early for that.
Yeah. What is advice for me or things that have worked for you? Maybe things that haven't worked for you as well. 248-539-9797 to keep the peace during football season. And ladies, we want you involved in this too. You can help fill in exactly what you're looking for from us when we otherwise want to be on the couch watching football from sunup until sundown. And I can use the excuse, I have a cash the ticket, I have to watch this Texas State game tonight, to.
Yes, that's the same excuse I use for the kids. I'm working.
Yeah, this is a job.
Gotta watch this, yeah. Yep. Oh, Dad, we want to watch it. Nope, I'm working.
This is important. San Marcos, the site of a big matchup on a Thursday night. Do we really have to? Yes, we do, because it's one of my favorite plays of the weekend.
So I wish you'd asked me this question maybe 5-6 years ago before you dove into this, or maybe your wife could have asked me this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to set the standard early.
Yeah.
Because, and if you compromise while you're dating, then you set the standard that when you're married, not only are you going to come out and compromise on that, you're going to compromise even more. And that becomes an issue. And
some compromise I'm okay with.
Right. So, but here's the thing. So when you make those compromises when you're dating,
yeah,
right, it is, you finally meet someone that you are willing to give up a football game for, or at least we're going to go to a sports bar. We can hang out. We can have our date, but the game is on. Like, that could be a great compromise. Could be a great compromise for you now. She wants to go out. Maybe you go to a
sports bar.
Or sports bar, or even some of the...
I can see Heather over there going,
but
really?
But some of the other, you know, quote-unquote classy restaurants, if you go, instead of going for, you know, in sitting in the dining room, you could sit at the bar. They all have a bar, and they do have TVs. So, like, I know Fleming's would be a kind of a higher-end steakhouse around here. Mm-hmm. You can sit at the bar and still have all of that environment around you, but still be able to watch the game. But if you're willing to make that sacrifice when you're dating, then obviously you met somebody that
is worth it.
That's worth it.
Yeah.
Right?
And I did.
Yeah. But here's the issue. The one thing I would tell your lovely bride is, I think, and both sides go through this, right? When we're married and we're living together, I'll be able to change them. And they want to change because now we're spending all of this time together. Like, that's... Don't go into it like that.
Well, as we mapped out, and we did map out the fall, she's like, what are good dates for us to do stuff together? Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Friday night. Friday night works. You could do a good date night on a Friday night, but then the season opens with a game in Brazil, and it's right. The Packers, and I want to see, you know, with the Eagles, because I've been high on the Eagles, and I want to watch that game. And then even like this Friday night, Kansas State, Arizona, top 25 matchup, Big 12, both teams can score. Yep. I mean...
Fortunately for me, I married a football fan. And so football season, and so the compromise that we have to make is that I'm gone, I'm not even there. And it's not that I'm watching, but I'm gone most of football season, whether it's obviously being up in the morning doing this, but then it's all day long covering different football teams and then traveling on the weekends because of and working the game.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a different caveat, but she's a huge football fan. So when I go home, there's other things we talk about, but a lot of the conversation is, hey, you can't wait for Chiefs Ravens. Can't wait for, you know, Packers. And she's kind of looking at it from a fantasy football point of view because she's got all of these.
You're in your family league. Listen, she played fantasy football 1 year for work. I helped her draft a team.
Yeah.
She's not into it.
You were overbearing. Are you managing your team right? You're not managing your team right.
Listen, I got her in the championship game, damn it, all right? We were all over
that. Didn't you know that they were going to be inactive?
Kelsey, are you doing a good job?
1 year, I the Super Bowl rolled around, and you get bonus bets, so we signed her up, and it Gronk first-time touchdown, and it hit, bought a pasta maker. I'm like, here we go. This could be fun. She's like, I don't want to bet on sports. Okay, well, we're trying. We're trying things. Mm-hmm. She'll watch the Lions, local, right? Who doesn't like Dan Campbell and this football team? But outside of that,
but there's also,
it's more isolated time if I'm watching the games.
You have I know a lot of, you know, those that give, you know, marital or relationship advice, they talk about the relationship bank. You got to build up a little, make some deposits in the off season, build up a little cachet, and make some more sacrifices. But the problem is, then when you get the baseball or football season, it becomes even more of a drastic change. Oh well, we used to go for walks on Thursday night. Oh, Saturday afternoon, isn't it a lovely day? Let's take the dog. Or in your case, a cat for a walk.
I've seen people walk their cats. It's
holding them?
No, with a harness.
With like a harness.
Yeah. Harness or in the stroller?
I've seen the stroller.
You're
too.
A cat stroller guy, aren't you?
We are not a cat stroller family. Uh-huh. I get enough flack as it is. I don't need that. Heather, you've been very quiet during all this.
Well, because I think I'm probably kind of like Kelsey, right? Like, okay, I like watching the Lions, and I don't mind games on TV, but I don't want to be stuck inside watching games day after day after day.
But Colin's a Lions fan.
He is.
Is he sitting there on Saturday wanting to watch college football?
Not necessarily.
Would
it
drive you crazy if he was?
It wouldn't drive me crazy. But
or you've told him he's not going to be a college football fan.
I could get sick of that.
Fan.
But I was just sitting here thinking, do you know, and you might not know this if it's not something you've ever talked about or read, do you know that like the five love languages?
Yeah.
Like what's her love language?
Quality time.
Well, okay. So, right. It's normally, well, mine is quality time.
Yeah.
And then there's like the receiving gifts are mine too. Like try to, okay. I like how you were like mapping things out with her. Like, okay, here's my schedule. This is when we can do things and actually follow through with that. Don't say, okay, Tuesday night works. And then like Tuesday night rolls around. You're like, you know what? I'm actually really tired. Yeah. Like plan those quality times. Yes. And be intentional with your time. And I think that that will make up for your time watching TV.
And I probably don't need to watch Texas State, for example, but it's for the podcast and I like football. It's compromises. And that's what we're asking people is like, where, how has that gone in your relationship? If you're married to someone who's football junkie and football's back, do you just kind of accept it? Do you make compromises?
The one thing that gets me with Colin, he's always like, well, he's betting on sports too and betting on these games and like always looking on his phone because he's got to see what's happening with what game. We went out to dinner the other night and he had his phone propped up against his water cup because he's not drinking the water, right? So like he's got this game on this phone, whatever they're playing at the restaurant. And I'm like,
that's a veteran move right there.
Right? Like, I'm like, okay.
And you're like, can you just be present with me at dinner?
Exactly.
I've heard it. 248-539-9797. This is Noel and Romulus. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. So, you know, long story short, my wife's an immigrant. She's Mexican. So she's still learning this whole culture, right? This is a phenomenon that is not unique to the United States, but unique in regards to the NFL. So what I've done, because, you know, uprooting her and moving her here, she has no friends, she has no family, so it's even worse for her. I take her, I spend the entire morning Sunday with her, basically from like 8 a.m. till noon, because, you know, I have to be in front of my computer by noon for my fantasy lineups and everything. So I use it as an opportunity, you know, we're kind of foodies, and I say, you know, look on Instagram, all this crap that she follows, find the coolest, nicest breakfast restaurant, and we go to a new place for breakfast every morning on Saturday. Then afterwards, I take her out and we do our running around, quote unquote, whatever, our grocery shopping. So I just keep her super active on Sunday until like by noon, 1 o'clock, she's sick of me anyways. So she's free to be like, bye, dude, go do your thing, right?
Right at that point. Yeah.
Let me do my thing.
Yeah. Give me some breathing room over here.
Uh-huh. Okay. There you go. That's one way.
Your thoughts. We want to hear from women too. What are you looking for? What is it that you want to level the playing field knowing it's football season? And guys, we want those tips. It's 97.1.
This year.
Come on, be an adult. John.
Just the tip.
Advice. You are such a child.
This year, FanDuel is giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl Squares. It's the same as the Super Bowl Squares game that you've always known, only way better. That's because your numbers aren't just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself, and you can pick as many as you like. You're going to get to see the odds beforehand, and you can bet them live during the game. Who doesn't love live betting? So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Jansen and bet on Squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you can get $200 in bonus bets absolutely guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. You must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Texter says, if you're excited for Kansas State, Arizona, there is zero hope for you, Jim. Come on.
Oh, no.
Top 25 matchup Friday night. Yeah.
Let's go.
How do you guys deal with TV
especially
time?
Especially since you think everybody should get a gold star. I mean, both those teams could get gold stars.
All right, so that matchup, for example, I got nothing to do. We have no plans, and we're just lounging around the house on a Friday night. I'll watch it. But if I have to think that I have to watch that game, I would feel I'm a loser. Well, that I would put that Kansas State, or is that who it is? Kansas State.
Kansas State, yeah.
That I would put that ahead of, hey, let's go watch a movie.
the Little Apple on a Friday night, Manhattan, okay. Kansas.
I would agree with you.
I actually think the Tiger game on Friday night is more important.
That probably is.
It is now.
It's Baltimore, right?
Yeah. It is now. But if you're not going to do something with your wife, if you get a nice evening plan and you're like, oh, wait a second, I had no idea Kansas State, Arizona was on, and you cancel plans.
No, you shouldn't cancel plans for
big time loser. Big time loser. But if you're just at home and you're sitting there, hey, you know, what do we want? What should
What's
we watch?
What's going to go on TV?
Yeah.
Well, there's the other thing where you can compromise too. There's laptops you can watch on a second screen.
Sure.
I mean, there's ways around it.
Yeah.
But that's what I was asking. What are some of those
compromises?
Yes, I would say tips, but I don't want to send you into another frenzy. Advice that you would offer, and if you're out there and you are married to or in a relationship with a football junkie, how do you navigate this time of year?
So I think I may have found the ultimate workaround.
Yeah.
It's something I've recently done.
Yeah.
And I've been talking to my wife about this. We're contemplating making the switch to YouTube TV.
Cutting the cord.
And I have found, now that I'm in the trial period, that you can have I knew for NFL Sunday Ticket, which was, by the way, my wife's want, which is why it started the whole, should we get YouTube TV? Because she wants to be able to see all the games other than just the one that's on. And so I found that you could put four games on at one time for an NFL Sunday Ticket.
Yeah.
I also found that you can have four sports stations on at one time throughout the entire day.
Oh, so you can just,
Which I had no idea you could do. My question now is, can I add a non-sports station? Like, can I, for all you YouTube TV dorks, I'm looking for some advice. Can I put on one of her shows on one of
the corners of the
four?
I don't think that's going to be
sufficient. I can't
select. Well, I'm sure can.
No, because here's the thing. Like, one of the things that we'll do, and one of the things I wouldn't call it a sacrifice, but it's there's not many shows that she really likes to watch, but there are some of the reality shows. And so I will watch them with her. And I mean, first of all, I can't believe that they're even there. It's unbelievably entertaining because I can't believe these people exist in like a 90-day fiance. And
she loves that.
Oh, yeah. So does Lisa. Mm-hmm. And so there are times where we'll watch. And I sit there and make weird comments, as I do from 6 to 10 every morning.
I I'm used to that.
Yeah. But I kind of enjoy watching with her because I love to hear her reaction.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the, I wouldn't necessarily call it a compromise, but it's how I spend some time with her if we're not able to go out. Can I put that in one of the corners so that when one of the characters comes on that she really wants to see, all of a sudden, hey, we make that the hot channel versus, hey, the game is on the other one.
Heather's
now we're watching
face.
Both.
Mm-mm. I mean, do you have audio? I mean,
there's audio. Yeah,
yeah, but
so you can select
one of them.
One. Yeah,
so
no,
one?
You could you just touch the one.
Is it her show that gets the audio?
You have to have the audio for 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, but there's some of the relationships where she's like, I don't care about these people.
Okay, well, fine. Yeah,
and when they're on, yeah, we could turn it back to the game. But then I'm watching the game, and I don't need the audio for the game. I don't like listening to the audio anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get to the phones. Chris in Shelby Township. You're on 97.1.
I might find the ultimate workaround.
Yeah, I got to tell you, this comes down to, kind of a conversation with you specifically about negotiables and non-negotiables. You know, your wife married you knowing that you're a sports broadcaster in the Detroit market. So the non-negotiable there is, man, you got to watch the local teams. You got to watch the Lions, the Wolverines this year, the Spartans any year. But then everything else is kind of negotiable. Like you wanted to watch, I think you mentioned Kansas.
Yeah.
You want to do that. That's where it becomes negotiable, where you kind of have to balance that with the needs of the relationship, right?
So right, you want to do a dinner reservation or a comedy show,
there
or
you
want to,
you go.
Then that enters the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, hey, there's going to be times like we're in a playoff chase with the Tigers where you might have to watch a Wednesday game or something like that. That's a non-negotiable. That's your job.
Yep.
But if we were 15 out, that's a want. Now we can negotiate that.
Hell, at that point, I don't even want.
My wife's a bigger sports fan than I am.
Yeah.
So
no, Chris,
I don't have these problems.
Chris, it's a good point. And if the Tigers were 15 out, it wouldn't even be a want for me either.
Yeah.
It would be a nice welcome treat to get away for a day.
Yeah. And I talk about doing the NFL Sunday Ticket because Lisa had asked, can we put Lisa's? I actually think I married a bigger football fan than I am.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, she loves watching football. So, you know, win column for me.
Yeah. Let's get Brandon's thoughts. Brandon, you got a solution? You're on 97.1.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good.
So one place that is hard to watch football at, and the one place that my girlfriend wants to go at least a couple times, is the Cider Mill. And usually the best time to go to the Cider Mill is prime football time. But at the same time, if I don't go to the Cider Mill at least once or twice, I feel like then I'm kind of in trouble. So that's my compromise with her, is I'll find a game that's maybe not important, like the one this week or something like that.
Yeah, this week's pretty – this is a good Cider Mill weekend.
And they all – I think they're all open now. Mm-hmm. Now the one near our house is. Mm-hmm. So but then saying, I get caught between the, you know, the cider and donuts. Like, that's a huge get.
Yeah, and you can't stream while you're there, because I feel like if I went to the Cider Mill, like if I'm at Blake's Cider Mill or something and I'm streaming on my phone, it kind of kills like the special or the, you know.
Yes, it does.
It does. Heather is nodding very vigorously. You have to go. Yeah. You can't be like mentally somewhere else.
But you have that game that you care about the most, the box score open, and then you just take that quick glance to see the score.
Yeah. Yeah,
are they hanging in?
Real quick, I think the Lions have changed this. Like, I think most women in our area right now want to watch the Lions games.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Agreed.
They've become universal.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And part of that is the Lions, or the added increase is that the Lions actually have players on their roster that are on a lot of their fantasy football teams.
Goes hand in hand. Yeah. The Tigers. Getting into them coming up next. AJ Hinch joins the show. They've won four straight. Scoobles pitching. It's next on 97.1.